This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have more reviews in fiction, including a review of The Future Home of the Living God, written and read by Louise Erdrich. I also have an interview with narrator Christina Delane and a review of her earphones-winning reading of the Prague Sonata by Bradford Morrow. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Last Ballad by Wiley Cash. It's an earphones winner, read by Karen White and Elizabeth Wiley. Narrators Karen White and Elizabeth Wiley use pacing and tone to bring characters to life in this novel about Ella Mae Wiggins, a forgotten heroine of history. For the bulk of the story, White's capable voice projects desperation and hope as Ella Mae struggles to support her family amid deplorable working conditions that lead, finally, to her commitment to strive for fair treatment. White gives unique voices to mill owners, union organizers, and Ella's fellow workers. Wiley is the believably elderly voice of her daughter Lily, who writes a letter to Ella's grandson 79 years later to share the heroism and tragic consequences of those efforts. A powerful look at a dark chapter in our history when desperate people fought for equity and respect. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of The Last Ballad by Wiley Cash. It's an earphones winner, read by Karen White and Elizabeth Wiley. It's available from Harper Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Lunar Cats by Lynn Truss. It's an earphones winner, read by Mike Grady. An imaginative tale featuring evil-talking cats, ETCs for short, is delightfully brought to life by narrator Mike Grady. A retired librarian receives an unusual research question. Was there a feline companion aboard the famous 18th century voyages of Captain Cook's Endeavor? It's an odd question to say the least, but Alex Charlesworth is a conscientious researcher with unique past experiences investigating cats. Embracing the playful language and quirky characters, human and feline, Grady executes this offbeat mystery perfectly. A variety of British and feline accents are used, all of which are convincing and impeccable, and his comic timing shines. Ever heard an evil-talking cat sing? Suffice it to say, it's memorable. A great crossover choice for family listening, especially for fans of dry humor. Andrea Smith wrote that review of The Lunar Cats by Lynn Truss. It's an earphones winner, read by Mike Grady, and it's available from Recorded Books for Clipper Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged. Next in fiction, we have A Future Home of the Living God by Louise Erdrich, read by the author. Louise Erdrich narrates her novel in a quiet voice that belies its power to convey her devastating and heart-wrenching story. Cedar, an adopted Ojibwe woman, slowly reveals the horrors of the novel's dystopian setting as she writes a diary addressed to her future baby. Evolution is going haywire and society disintegrates as pregnant women are captured to birth their babies in hospitals with dismal chances of survival. Erdrich's intimate narration seems as though one is hearing Cedar recount her story herself. She voices her interpretations of her white adoptive and native birth families, along with nightmarish hospital staff and snatches of pregnant women. Erdrich devastates with her story as she projects Cedar's strength, conviction, and pain as she fights for control over her body and the destiny of her unborn child. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Future Home of the Living God by Louise Erdrich, read by the author, available from Harper Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine carries a QR code. Next, we have Radio Free Vermont by Bill McKibben, read by Danny Campbell. Narrator Danny Campbell perfectly captures this audiobook's protagonist, Vern Barkley, a 72-year-old lifelong Vermonter and accidental freedom fighter. After the protest of a new Walmart takes an unexpected turn, Vern, a former talk radio host, goes rogue and broadcasts from a secret location as Radio Free Vermont. Vern fills the airwaves with talk of secession from the U.S., and his eccentric crew carries out inventive acts of resistance, like the amusingly polite heist of a Coors beer truck. Campbell's very friendly, raspy voice is ideal for Vern, who is world-weary but ultimately optimistic. There isn't much vocal variation for other characters, but they're broadly drawn anyway, and Vern is very much at the heart of the story. Andy T. Nelson wrote that review of Radio Free Vermont by Bill McKibben, read by Danny Campbell, available from Penguin Audio for 6 hours unabridged. Next in fiction, we have Out in the Open by Jesus Carrasco. It's read by W. Morgan Shepherd. Actor W. Morgan Shepherd narrates this captivating novel of escape, survival, and rediscovery. With few vocal interactions between the characters, this story shares itself through imagery and detailed descriptions of a boy, his thoughts, and his surroundings. Shepherd prompts listeners to follow alongside the boy in an unnamed country as he navigates a deserted grove of olive trees in the moonlight, finds a goat herd in the barren field, and hides from his pursuers during the day. Though the dialogue is spare, Shepherd raises the pitch of his voice when the boy finally speaks up, then lowers his voice to a rasping timbre when portraying the weathered goat herd. Listeners will surely be captivated by this story as they accompany a boy in his search of refuge. Veronica Chrysler wrote that review of Out in the Open by Jesus Carrasco. It's read by W. Morgan Shepherd, available from Penguin Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in the area of fiction is A Secret History of Witches. It's by Louisa Morgan, an Earphones winner, read by Polly Lee. Five generations of a clan of witches, portrayed by narrator Polly Lee, flee persecution in Brittany for the unknown shores of the United Kingdom. The atmospheric opening scene, fraught with tension and determination, is captured perfectly by Lee's hushed voice and cadence, setting the emotional tone for what lies ahead. Each generation faces challenges inherent in practicing its craft in a world that fears its power. The complex relationship between mothers and daughters are enriched by Lee's strong characterizations, which capture time periods, ages, genders, and social classes. Her narrative talents shine further as she moves smoothly between French, British, and American accents. Spellbound listeners won't want this story to end. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of A Secret History of Witches by Louisa Morgan, an Earphones winner, read by Polly Lee. It's available from Hachette Audio for 17.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Hidden Light of Northern Fires by Darren Wang. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. In a poignant and authentic tone, narrator Robin Miles brings her love of the theater to the fore in the telling of a little-known true chapter of the Civil War. In early 1861, the tiny hamlet of Townline in upstate New York seceded from the Union, the only northern town to do so. As the Underground Railroad crosses paths with Confederate spies bent on dragging Canada into the war, Miles gives distinct and vibrant voices to the immigrant German farmers, the runaway slave, and especially the young abolitionist, the real-life Mary Willis, who wouldn't back down from any challenge. Miles gives a compelling and very human voice to a time of strife and redemption. Brian Price wrote that review of The Hidden Light of Northern Fires by Darren Wang. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in literary fiction is Kristin Lovren's Daughter. It's written by Sigrid Unstedt with translation by Tina Nunnally, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Aaron Bennett. Kristin Lovren's Daughter is a masterpiece of storytelling. It was published in 1922, and its author won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1928. Her work has lost none of its power or appeal since. That the 1997 Tina Nunnally translation is now available as an audiobook is a literary event, since an immersive saga of such length and depth will be particularly appealing to many in this format. Kristin is a 14th century Norwegian landowner's daughter. Unset created a historical world around her as fascinating and accessible as that in Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall. Narrator Aaron Bennett has prepared meticulously and makes this distant world immediate and real, and the fates of myriad characters inexpressibly believable and moving. Her pacing is compelling and her emotional range impressive. Brava, so says Beth Gutchen, our reviewer of Kristin Lovren's Daughter, by Sigrid Unstedt. It's translated by Tina Nunnally, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Aaron Bennett. It's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 45 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in literary fiction, we have Beware of Pity. It's written by Stefan Zweig, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Nicholas Bolton. Nicholas Bolton's performance of the only full-length novel of the great Stefan Zweig is impeccable, impassioned, and moving. Zweig's storytelling here is old-fashioned, feeling almost Chekhovian at this remove. Set right before World War I, it's a domestic tragedy told in the shadow of the looming destruction of a world about a young Austrian cavalry officer trying to behave honorably to a rich but hysterically needy crippled girl with whom he is entangled. Bolton's Lieutenant Hofmiller is both exotic to us and utterly familiar as a young man whose not uncommon flaw is that he doesn't understand his own emotions. Zweig's achievement is to show what damage this can do on small stages or large. Bolton's is to make us vibrate in sympathy with Hofmiller. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of Beware of Pity by Stefan Zweig, an Earphones winner, read by Nicholas Bolton. It's available from Ukemi Productions for 14.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is The Unquiet Grave by Sharon McCum. McCrum, an earphones winner, read by Candace Thaxton and Roger Casey. A true life murder trial in 1897 and the legend of the Greenbrier ghost offer rich territory for Sharon McCrum. In interconnected stories, narrators Candace Thaxton and Roger Casey give McCrum's compelling characters consistent, believable personalities. Casey's male characters are authentic, including attorney James Gardner. In the 1930s, Gardner, an elderly black man, is consigned to an insane asylum after a failed suicide attempt. While there, he tells the story of how, in 1897, he defended a white man against a murder charge based on damning testimony from a ghost. In an equally strong performance, Thaxton completely immerses herself in 19th century West Virginia. She animates each person, especially Mary Jane Heaster, who insists that the ghost of her murdered daughter appeared to her, claiming her husband murdered her. McCrum's fascinating research and Thaxton and Casey's top-notch performances make this must-listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Unquiet Grave by Sharon McCrum. It's an Earphones winner, read by Candace Thaxton and Roger Casey, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. We will take a break now from our reviews in fiction, and we will hear from fiction narrator Christina Delaney. Excuse me, that's Christina Delane, and a review of The Prague Sonata. If you've ever listened to an audiobook narrated by Christina Delane, you know her acting range goes from innocent to incarcerated, or from intimate to insane. Her lush, flexible voice and ability to disappear into a character make her a terrific fit for audiobooks. She got hooked on the medium after her mother gave her the Amelia Peabody series. They blew my mind. I had no idea what an audiobook could be. I love audiobooks. As an actor, Delane loves the opportunity fiction gives her to play a variety of characters. There's a mysterious and wonderful alchemy that happens when you're recording fiction. When recording nonfiction, she says, her job is to advocate for the authors and their passion for their subject. If she's not familiar with the topic, she counts that as an opportunity to learn. For example, with Incarceration Nations, I knew nothing about the prison industrial complex. No matter what the subject is, it's about grabbing the author's passion and wholeheartedly going for it and advocating that point of view. She believes that listening to an audio performance affects people differently than if they visually read the book. Absolutely different. When you're reading a book, it's you and your imagination. You're doing the work yourself to create the author's world. But when someone is reading it to you, you are being taken on the journey. As a narrator, I'm doing that work for the listener. It becomes a shared, communal experience. We experience it together. The biggest challenge Delaney faced when recording the Prague Sonata by Bradford Morrow was language. I don't speak Czechoslovakian. She had to find a native speaker to help her out. The book's scope is enormous. It takes place over a period of 150 years spanning many different locations, styles, and language and speech tonalities. It pushed me a little bit. It was a huge acting challenge as well as a physical challenge. Recording an audiobook is sort of like the acting equivalent of running a marathon, very physically demanding. To keep in shape, she keeps active. First thing when I get up in the morning, I do cardio, and then I go out with my dog. Her dog, Boo Radley, has his own Facebook page and lots of friends. Delaine had fun in the booth and has been known to burst into song. She had a sort of singing meltdown in an outtake from the Prague Sonata. To anyone who watches it, Delaney says, "You'll have to excuse my cussing. I am notorious for having the heart of a poet but the mouth of a stevedore." She just got to record Gold Dust Woman, the biography of Stevie Nicks by Stephen Davis. I am the biggest Stevie Nicks fan. I couldn't get through that book without breaking into song. Those must be some fun outtakes. That narrator highlight with Christina Delane was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel. And here is a review of the Prague Sonata by Bradford Morrow, which won her an Earphones Award. A magnificent obsession sparks Morrow's gorgeous novel, and Christina Delane's narration adds the needed heat. A plot as intricate as a sonata weaves together the German occupation of Prague in 1939, an authentic 18th century musical score hidden from the Nazis, and the life of Meta Taverner, a young musicologist in contemporary New York. Delane's lush tones allow the characters to take center stage. A Czech immigrant gives Meta one piece of a mysterious 18th century score, asking only that she search for its original owner. Delane is spot on at conveying just the right emotions as Meta's passion grows in her quest to find the composer and the missing parts of the manuscript and to bring its haunting melodies together. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of the Prague Sonata by Bradford Morrow. It's read by Christina Delane, an Earphones winner, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 18.75 hours unabridged. And there is a video blog if you want to hear Christina singing at audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Okay. Now we turn our attention back to our reviews, and our next review is The Merry-Go-Round in the Sea by Randolph Stowe, an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer. Narrator Humphrey Bauer transports listeners to Western Australia in the 1940s. There, Rob Coram is a living, seemingly idyllic and carefree childhood, playing outdoors in beautiful settings with friends and family, looking at the world with magic and wonder, all the while surrounded by the embrace of his tight-knit family. Bauer's Australian accent is captivating in its cadence. His exquisitely presents the thoughts, feelings, and conversations of an innocent boy as a war that will bring about unforeseen changes in his own family and in Australia itself looms in the distance. Bauer vividly evokes the author's descriptions of the landscape and cityscapes of his youth. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of The Merry-Go-Round in the Sea by Randolph Stowe. It's an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer, available from Belinda Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is Coming Rain by Stephen Daisley, read by Paul English, and it too is an Earphones winner. This audiobook, superbly performed by Paul English, is unlike anything you've ever read. Daisley's characters include a pair of itinerant Australian sheep shearers, a pregnant dingo bitch, a Malaysian Chinese cook, and a roughneck sheep farmer who takes himself for outback aristocracy. Daisley details the feelings and behaviors of all these earthly beings with astounding precision, weighing them equally as careful to describe exactly how you handle shearing tools or dig your whelping den as to convey the passions of the young human and canine and the hot and cold-blooded violence of the old. The story has sweep and power and vivid scents and scenes and will leave you with unforgettable after images. English is extraordinary, laughing, weeping, inhabiting wildly disparate characters with complete authority. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of Coming Rain by Stephen Daisley, an Earphones winner, read by Paul English. It's available from Belinda Audio for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Flood by Hilary Mantel. It's read by Gordon Griffin. And it's an Earphones winner. Gordon Griffin, an entire acting company in one person, makes an audio romp of this early novel by the irreverent and very funny Hilary Mantel. In the 1950s, in benighted Featherhoughton, on the edge of the moors, a Catholic priest has lost his faith, a fact he conceals because the priesthood is the only job he knows. Enter the sympathetic and mysterious Flood. Is he the new curate the bishop threatened to send, or something quite different? The subject here is what, if anything, institutional religion has to do with the supernatural, or indeed with kindness or love. The masterful Griffin works something like magic himself, hilariously conjuring a whole English village of innocents and small town cranks, including a tobacconist who may be the devil. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of Flood by Hilary Mantel. It's read by Gordon Griffin, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.75 hours unabridged. Some of you may be wondering why everything I read to you today, almost everything, had an Earphones award. Well, that is obviously because fiction allows the narrators to go crazy. And so we are impressed, us reviewers. Anyway, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming titles for February and March. And then we have reviews in classics, poetry, and drama. We have Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease, and some reviews in romance, including an Earphones winning reading of Blade of Darkness by Diane Duval. It's read by Kirsten Potter. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.